Welcome to an Intersection Web Extra. As part of our conversations on the Citizen Jane Film Festival and Women in Film, we spoke with director Catherine Dudley Rose about her film, Parallel Chords.
Can you tell me how you came up with the idea for this movie? How did you come across the story?
Yeah, so it's loosely autobiographical, and I grew up in a house with five pianos. My father was a classical concert pianist, and so I actually was playing piano first, and then he switched me over to violin so that we could play together. So that was good at first, but then as time went on, it became a very tricky kind of intimate thing. The film is a father-daughter relationship that's too close based on their mutual understanding of music. That sounds a little heady, but it's really just about a push-pull relationship, which we have with just about anyone. You know, it starts out great at first, but then, it's lovely, and then it becomes tricky, and then there's power struggles, and he's also sort of losing the feeling in his hands, and so he's losing the grasp of music. And while he's losing the grasp of music, he can also sense and feel that the daughter wants to kind of get away as well. And he's really holding on tightly to her, and she's kind of torn because she wants to, you know, be respectful and all of that, but also she wants to find other things other than just classical music with dad every single night. The short film picks up like it's based on a feature-length screenplay. So the short film, though, picks up in the teenage years. So we figure by now they've probably practiced about 8,000 hours together, you know, night after night since she was a kid. And she'd like to maybe, you know, see a boy or do a play or, you know, anything other than just practicing with dad. But at the same time, she, you know, really is concerned about him as well. So that's the heart of the story.
So. And being loosely autobiographical, did you come to a point in your life where you felt, I want to tell this story now? Because I know a lot of great films, great books, great essays are about relationships with families, but it's also incredibly complicated because it's your family. You don't want to alienate or maybe harm people.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very tricky when I first wrote it. Just what would people think? What's the family going to think? But, you know, I mean, I was always writing ever since I was little. And so writing, acting, and music, they all kind of go together for me. And then, like the character, she breaks away and she goes to New York City. And I did do that. And so, no, the family didn't exactly like that for a couple of years. I didn't really have communication on their end. I still let them know what I was doing. But that was a real struggle. And I did actually a solo performance piece on stage where I played my father and my mother and myself and the violin. And everybody said, oh, great, this should be like a one-person show. You could go around and do it. And I was like, no, I am completely done with it, completely done. But I always loved film, and I started having little visual ideas. You've seen a little bit of it. There's some surreal imagery, and I started putting little ideas in a file cabinet. And then, when the time came for it all to just kind of come forth, I just had to get it out of my system. So it wasn't the kind of thing where I was like, ooh, I have two locations that I have free. I need to make something. It was like, no, this thing has been stewing for a while, and it finally just, you know, finally arrived. So, yeah.
And why was the film the way that it arrived as opposed to music or poetry or...
Because I already, have a big passion for acting, and I had actually taught music first and then I taught acting, I always was asked to direct as well, and I didn't really give that much thought, but I like to direct in a very visual way. I'm not so much like two people just sitting and talking kind of director. And like I said, I always loved film, and I was always working with filmmakers as an actor or as a musician or, you know, holding something for somebody, you know, whatever it took. I've worn a lot of hats. So, and then story, you know, writing. I write in pictures. Like, I don't have a novel under my belt, but I know that when I write, I really, even since I was a kid, I like to write picture, picture, picture. And then, you know, so, So yeah, I have a passion for foreign films and independent films, and I just felt like, okay, I don't need to act this out again. I don't need to do a stage version of it, but I need to have some visual fun with this and momentum. I mean, I feel like film is really fun for me to like watch when there's momentum and being taken on a ride. And so I hope to do a little bit of that. It seems like people have been reacting well to the ride they take. They don't always know what's going on while they're watching. Well, I just took a big ride on that. So, yeah.
And how did you choose the actress? Because I imagine that if you're thinking of anybody to play a version of yourself, no matter how distant from yourself it is, it must be a bit of a surreal experience.
It's really hard. It's really hard because, like I said, this is based on a feature script. So I've already been down that path for a while. And when I first wrote it, the intention was actually for me to play the lead because the lead is a little older in the feature, and then we have certain flashbacks. So she's older, but she has to cover high school, and then there's also like an 8-year-old, and you know, all of that. So yeah, the original intention was like, oh, I'll do this. But Rachel is somebody who I had already acted with before on stage. We had acted together, and I really liked her energy, and I just started thinking about her in that role. And I was always looking at like people on TV or in film for it, and I wasn't always seeing that person. But Rachel, I think she's really got something that works nicely. She doesn't play violin, but I kind of taught her how to do the form and all of that. So, yeah.
And so you have a feature-length version, and I was going to ask you this. You know, some people say writing a short story is that's complete and full is just as complicated as writing a novel. It's just a different art form.
Mm-hmm.
How hard was it for you to take a feature film and make a short?
I couldn't believe how hard that was. I really, really, really didn't know what I was getting into. So the woman who is my cinematographer, this is the third project that we have worked on together, and I showed her the feature script first. And I said, okay, you know, so she read that. She said she felt like she just had watched a Darren Aronofsky film, and I felt like, well, that's a good thing. And so we just opened up discussion of could we possibly have the impact that the feature has in a short. And since the feature does take place in a lot of different time frames and it's really layered and there's a lot more characters than are in the short, it was really hard to make that decision of what to show because they're kind of slow boil characters, you know. It's not like, oh, he's bad. Oh, she's good. She wants that. You know, it's one of those complex things where most people are wanting maybe two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Thus the title, Parallel Chords. They're things that are, you know, moving together. If you try to push them together, they become one and then they lose their identity. Anyway, yeah, writing the short, taking the feature and going, what's important? There were definitely certain scenes with the father and the daughter when she's much younger that we really wanted to keep, but it just wouldn't maybe fit into a time frame. So zeroing in on high school was like a really good idea just because, you know, that's when we're really kind of trying to figure certain things out and in flux and, you know, a little rebellion there and all that. So focusing in on that time frame and then trying to use some interesting comparisons between, you know, when you see it, hopefully, you'll have, you know, there's this competition scene that's running at the exact same time as this party in the woods. And it gets very surreal and messy and kind of, you know, confusing but fun visually. And so those two things that are going on at the same time are kind of helping us to get the story across. But yeah, trying to figure out how we're gonna take the feature and make it a short, it was pretty tricky. I like it, but I think it's a tricky film. I think the short is, you know, the people who have liked it write me long emails and they really, really love it. But I'm very aware that it's not for everyone. I've had people come up to me and go, I'm not sure I know what this means. I'm like, that's fine.
That's okay.
I completely understand. Let's talk about it. So. I'm hoping to kind of just like by doing the short, even though not everything is super duper clear, it's enough that it kind of just scratches the surface and makes you want to say, oh, I want to see what more is going on here. So,
and when you do something that's really personal, I mean, I imagine that even had you created an entirely fictitious world, but it would still be an incredibly personal world because it would come from you. But this isn't even an entirely fictitious world. It has a lot to do with you. So how do you deal with some people, oh, I really like it, and other people not liking it so much? I mean, to me, I feel that would feel like an incredibly personal blow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because my years of acting, I'm totally used to rejection at the same time as accolades. And, I we had a panel last night for the Citizen Jane Film Festival, and almost all of us said that same thing of, like, you know, you'll be getting wonderful responses and people tearing up in their eyes at the same time as, you know, somebody maybe having a sour look on their face, you know. So I don't really take it as a big blow. It's kind of fascinating for me because it just it informs me.
Did you see the film with your family?
So my father is no longer with us, and the answer to that is no, mm-hmm. but also kind of yes, because I did with my laptop computer, I opened it up and showed it to some of my family, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like a screening setting. So, you know, there was talking going on at the same time. Oh, I remember that, blah, 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 you know, things going on. But my husband is family, and he's, you know, he saw it, and he's I call him my biggest critic. And when he saw it, he cried, and he loves it. And so that's really wonderful for me because he doesn't always like the same kinds of films as I do. So it's really great that he's proud of it.
And changing tack a little bit. So Citizen Jane is all about women and women filmmakers. And it's true. I mean, when you look around the world of sort of like big money films, you see men, mm-hmm. lots of men at the top of all those films. Do you think it's important that there are specifically festivals for women? And in your world of your peer group, are there a lot of women in this world, or is it mostly men that you would end up working with, not only as directors but as crew?
Yeah, I think that the female film festival is really important, but it's fascinating because each one of those festivals has their own flavor as well. I really enjoy this one. I was here last year, you know, there's just a different focus. Each festival usually evolves from maybe one person having an idea, and so that kind of carries through. I think what's wonderful about being here is you're just surrounded by all of these women that are doing the same thing you're doing. And, you know, it's not about like, oh, we rock and we're better and this and that, at least not to me. It's more like, you know, no, we're just women that happen to be doing this and we're all gathering together, and that's really great. So, and I think that, you know, supporting each other thing goes a long way. I'm fascinated to see other people's work, and, you know, hopefully they want to see mine too. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to Catherine Dudley Rose, director of Parallel Chords. I'm Sarah Shariari for Intersection.